something I come across in my reading was this idea of the exegesis of praxis, which basically means that there are things that cannot be known unless we practice the word. So through the practice of the word, we're given a different understanding of it. So one of the things that struck me was the idea of going to other parts of the scriptures and seeing things that you hadn't seen before because of the work that's being done. And if you think about the story, you can see it in the story, the patterns in the story. And what it is that you have this idea of Moses having fled from Egypt, having to now work with Jethro. And that is like what's termed simple good. And simple good is a willingness to respond to what the word asks. And so what happens there is that certain things are built up, certain conditions are established, whereby you can now return to Egypt, return to the letter of the word, and it yields up new insights. So like that pattern happens over the course of the 2 weeks, but I just think like it's a pattern that's there all the time. Like if there is practice going on and you're looking to see how these correspondences work and what they reveal and all of that, then when you go to other parts of the word, then it's going to open up. And even if it doesn't necessarily open up, you know, in terms of having a clear understanding of things, there's always the sense now that there's more here than meets the eye, and that's enough for something else to come in. So Aaron, who in the initial stages represents the doctrine of good and truth for the spiritual church. So Aaron means enlightenment. That's what his name means. So the truths of faith and the good of charity have to be something present in order for enlightenment, which is always related to state, is able to be something that actually is occurring, you know, that's something that is living. So it's definitely about levels here. So you have the divine as it is in itself. You have Moses, the divine truth, and then you have Aaron, from whom truth divine comes from, if you're using Potts' translation. So it's all about the Holy Spirit. That's still the subject here. It's about how what is higher is brought down to what is lower. And the next level down is the sons of Israel, which are those things that are drawn from the word that are still stuck in the natural at the level of Egypt. And so you have this whole process whereby things have to be elevated in order for the spiritual life to be present in the natural. And that's the story of Moses being able to go into Egypt and the deliverance of what's represented by the sons of Israel there. And so doctrine is the living thing. It's the living being. We are not alive, but the doctrine that's from the Lord in us is alive. That's what the true and genuine human is. So there are these kind of just different ways of seeing things that can only come through practicing it. Like there's no other way you come to see that. And even if, you know, you go on to explain it, an explanation is never going to capture it. It has to be experienced for ourselves.